From Chicago, I'm Rob Mark, and this is the Aviation Minute. If you missed last week's episode of the Airplane Geek Show, you also missed the discussion Brian Coleman, our assistant producer, started about frequent flyer programs. He mentioned that Southwest Airlines had recently changed its rapid reward system, something I knew about from the letter they sent me. So, first of all, a bias alert. I need to mention that I'm a longtime Southwest customer, a fact that has nothing to do with the photo I have in my office of the airline's founder, Herb Kelleher, and I having a glass of wild turkey when I was lucky enough to meet him many years back. Everybody at the show seemed pretty concerned about those frequent flyer changes. The changes mean a free flight costs more than it used to. A free flight costs more. There's a contradiction for you. Well, my only comment, though, was, well, so what? The fact that Southwest took this long to tweak their program to better reflect the price of the ticket was actually the surprise to me, not that they did it. Even though I have to drive cross town to Midway to connect with Southwest, I do it as often as I can, but not because of the free tickets. I just like Southwest service. To me, the free tickets are gravy, and I don't fly business select either. I'm in the back with everybody else. But of course, Brian Coleman just couldn't stop himself last week. A couple of days after the show, he just had to share a post from our buddy Brent Snyder over at the Cranky Flyer. That's Cranky Flyer, FLIER.com, by the way. Brett makes airline economics look pretty easy, as you'll see if you have a chance to read his February 19th story about Southwest. So maybe I'm a minority, even when the guy who cuts my hair started asking me for advice on how to best travel using his frequent flyer points. One thing that keeps me centered when people start griping about free flights is remembering that Bob Crandall created American's Advantage program in 1981 as a way to retain customers. All the other airlines, of course, quickly copied the program. 35 years later, though, those airlines would love to dump those loyalty programs if they could, because they're a ton of extra work for very little return on the part of the airlines. But we're a generation of flyers addicted to free flights, so the airlines are probably stuck with these things, I think. But just because the airlines are stuck with these frequent flyer white elephants doesn't mean the airlines aren't going to continue trying to tweak them. But most importantly, there's absolutely nothing that passengers can do about any of this. Keep this in mind, though, as we all scuffle for those free tickets. We airline passengers, we really helped create this mess for ourselves. All the airlines did was deliver what their customers asked for, cheap tickets. So the seats are tight. There's no food. They lose our bags now and again, not to mention a host of new fees. We wanted cheap tickets. Well, we got them. The low-cost airlines that appeared after deregulation are what got people focused on price, by the way. Before deregulation, when all the airlines charged the same price, I actually thought the airlines were trying to create a sort of a cruise line kind of travel experience in the air. But post-deregulation passengers, the people chasing the cheapest ticket, well, they've helped turn that experience into something closer to traveling by Greyhound bus. So back to Southwest. To me, they're an airline that delivers a consistent system for boarding the airplanes. My bags ride free and the employees always seem pretty happy to see me. And no, I don't think Southwest is perfect. They've lost some of my bags along the way. But then honestly, they made good enough on it to keep me as a customer. Not all the airlines do that. That's life, I think. People screw up and companies screw up. It's how they handle the situation when they make a mistake, though, that's important to me. But then if I start talking about those kinds of situations too much, I'll end up stepping on Cranky Flyer's toes. And I don't want to make him any crankier than he already is. For now, though, I'm going to go see if I have a free ticket on Southwest. If not, I'm just going to wait until I do. There just seems to be so many more important things to worry about these days, I think. Like what Brian Coleman might have in store for me this week. From Chicago, I'm Rob Mark. We'll see you next time. Be sure and check out the Aviation Minute Archive at jetwine.com in case you want to catch up on any back episodes.